vuosien varrelta palaa viikon hiljaisellon jälkeen taas ääneen. Täällä on minä Antti Mäkinen studiossa ja mun lisäksi jälleen kerran Olli Nevala, tervetuloa.
Kiitos, kiitos.
Totta kai maailman tilanne tällä hetkellä tulla Ukrainassa Venäjän järjettömän hyökkäyksen jälkeen on niin surullinen ja järkyttävää, että urheilusta puhuminen tuntuu vähän ehkä turhalta tällä hetkellä, mutta toisaalta parhaimmillaan urheilu yhdistää ihmisiä ja jos ei mitään muuta, niin saa hetkeksi jotakin muuta ajateltavaa ja silläpä ajatuksella mekin ollaan tänään liikkeellä, että puhutaan jostakin muusta, niin ehkäpä sitten kuuntelijatkin saa ajatukset vähäksi aikaa jonnekin muualle.
Kyllä, kyllä. Kyllä kieltämättä on ollut mieli aika matalana tässä viimeisen viikon aikana, että kun väistämättä tuon ajatuksessa tuo Euroopan tilanne ja miten se voisi mahdollisesti vaikuttaa meihinkin, niin ilman muuta se huolettaa. Mutta se ihan mukavaa sitten tulla rupattelemaan jostain ihan muustakin vähäksi aikaa. Että.
Näin se on. Meillä on tänään meidän jakson tähtivieraana Jaron kymppipaikan pelaaja Emil Paul Tendeng, yksi Jaron näistä profiilihankinnoista tälle kaudelle, ja itse asiassa juteltiinkin hänen kanssaan tuossa jo puolisen tuntia ehkä sinne juteltiin, että mitä saatiin nauhalle, ja hyvin, koska sanoit, että herrasmies.
Joo, hyvin rauhallinen ja tämmöinen maltillinen niin kuin käytöksiltään ja jutuiltaan, ja mun kuitenkin juttua riitti ihan kivasti että hyvin fiksulta kaverilta vaikutti.
Joo, ja se mikä itse pisti merkille, että vaikka kuinka koitettiin välillä nostaa niitä hänen ehkä huippuhetkiä ja muuta, niin hän ei suostunut itseensä kehumaan, ei sitten millään, että puhu oikeastaan pelkästään vaan joukkueesta ja sen merkityksestä.
Kyllä, kyllä. Että se oli tosiaan itsekin pisti merkille. Että...
Ja se on todella hieno piirre kyllä jalkapalloilijassa.
Kyllä, kyllä.
Tendengistä puheen ollen, niin hän pelasi nyt viime lauantaina, kun Jaro varmisti tuon ykköskupin lohkovoittonsa SIK Akatemian vastaan. Tendeng pelasi siinä nyt isoimmat minuuttinsa Jarossa toistaiseksi, kun pelasi toisen puoliajan. Ja no, selvää on, se itse joudui katsomaan tuolta striimiltä, Olli oli paikan päällä, mutta mistä tahansa katsottuna, niin helppo oli todeta, että toisella puolella Jaro oli aika huomattavan paljon vaarallisempi kuin Tendeng ja Severi Kähkönen tuli kentälle.
Kyllä, ilman muuta. Kyllä Tendeng oli todella hyvä. Ja erittäin vahva ja nopea pallon kanssa. Ja sitä pystyy jakamaan sitä eteenpäin sitten. Ja vaikea häneltä myöskään palloa ottaa pois, että hän suojaa sitä vahvasti. Ja muutenkin vielä vaikutti, että tekee niin kuin töitä molempiin suuntiin. Kyllä tosiaan varmaan... Hän kyllä muutti pelin kuvaa tullessaan kentälle, se täytyy kyllä sanoa. Että.
Se, mitä sinulle sanoinkin tuossa ennen kuin pistettiin tämä meidän studio-osuus pyörimään, niin siinä oli joku semmoinen, mitä vaikea sanoa yksi pukea, mutta semmoinen jatkuva tietynlainen uhka välittömästi, kun hän tuli kentälle, niin tuli semmoinen olo, että mitä vaan voi tapahtua. Ja hyvin nopeasti tuli semmoinen varmuus, että ennemmin tai myöhemmin pallo on kohta SIK-maalissa, ja niinhän se olikin. Ja totta kai siis muut... Samaan aikaan pystyi nostamaan tasoa ja oli kiva nähdä myöskin se, että kuinka Tendengin ja Kähkösen yhteistyökin toimii ihan mukavasti siinä. Ja joka tapauksessa oli kiva nähdä, että missä kunnossa hän tai mitä pelillistä antia hän pystyy tuomaan ja varmasti se pelikunto tuosta vaan paranee.
Kyllä, kyllä, kyllä ilman muuta. Että.
Ja nyt sitten, tänään on keskiviikko, kun tätä lähetystä tehdään. Ja tulevana lauantaina Jaro pelaa tuon puolivälierän ykköskupissa Tellushallissa Jäpsiä vastaan. Olli, sähän on tunnettu siitä, että sulla on tuo Jäpsin joukko ja seurahistoria erityisen hyvin hallussa, niin kerro meille vähän, minkälainen vastustaja sieltä tulee.
Joo, kyllä täytyy sanoa, että on ihan uusi tuttavuus itselle. Että en usko, että on ikinä nähnyt Jäpsin pelaavan, eikä varmaan Jarokaan ole ikinä kohdannut Jäpsiä.
En kans usko, en kans muista, että olisin ikinä nähnyt niitä pelaajia.
Tosiaan täys
kummajainen minulle, niin kuin, ja täytyy nyt myöntää, että on sen verran hyvin valmistauduttu tähän näin, että en ole edes kattonut joukkueen nimilistaa, että en tiedä minkälainen joukko sieltä on tulossa lauantaina, mutta kyllähän sen uskaltaa varmaan sanoa, että Jaro ennakkosuosikkina lähtee tuohon otteluun, varsinkin kun se pelataan Telluksessa, niin Jaro on ennakkosuosikki, mutta
joo, ilman muuta on ennakkosuosikki, se lienee selvää, eikä tämä meidän tämmöinen pieni sarkasmi tässä liittyy siihen, että me aliarvioitaisiin Jäpsiä lähinnä vaan siinä, että kun ei tiedetä yhtään, mistä puhutaan, niin se on tässä nyt enemmän se pointtina. Että totta kai siis sarja nousi ja sitten Jaro taas on ilmoittanut tavoitteekseen olla sitten Veikkausliigassa ensi vuonna, niin on selvää, että Jaro lähtee suosikkina siihen. Ja se, mitä tuossa äsken myöskin puhuttiin ennen kuin painettiin rekordia, on se, että yhtäkkiä ykköskupissa rupeaa panokset nousemaan, koska vaikka edelleenkin se menee aika lailla tuommoisen harjoitusotteluiden merkeissä, niin 3 voiton päässä Jaroon siitä, että siellä on 10 000 palkintoja, ja se taas on jo sitten ykkösen joukkueella aika isokin juttu.
Se on tosiaan ykkösen seuralle ihan sievoinen summa rahaa, että tosiaan, että se niin kuin se, jos se Jaron kohdalle osuisi, niin se toisi ehkä jotain mahdollisuuksia sitten jossain vaiheessa ehkä vahvistaa joukkuetta, mikäli sille tulisi jossain vaiheessa tarvetta. Että.
Joo, siis kyllähän jos ajatellaan niin tuollaisella 10 000, niin jos ajatellaan nyt spekuloidaan vaikka sillä, että yhtäkkiä kun heinäkuun siirtoikkuna aukeaa, siellä on joku loukkaantuminen tai nyt esimerkiksi käy niin, mistä mekin ollaan ensimmäisessä jaksossa puhuttu, että kun ehkä se isoin kysymysmerkki Jarossa on se, että kuka tekee maalit. Jos todetaan, että niitä maaleja ei ole tullut siihen tahtiin, kun toivotaan, niin yhtäkkiä tuolla 10 000, niin muutama kuukauden palkka, niin sitä pystyy kyllä jo joku osan maksamaan.
Kyllä, kyllä, ilman muuta. Tosiaan, täytyy sanoa, että tämä alkusarja on mennyt itseltä vähän sillä lailla ohi, että ei ole niin kuin, että on pelejä vähän katsellut ja kävin paikan päällä lauantaina, mutta ei ole sillä innolla tämä seuraava. Mutta nyt kuitenkin tässä vaiheessa jo, niin kuin, ja kun itse asiassa tämä oli mullekin niin kuin uusi juttu, että siinä on jollainen rahapalkintokin sitten, niin kyllähän se kieltämättä niin kuin lisää ykköskupin kiinnostavuutta niin kuin näin ihan kannattajan näkökulmastakin. Että.
Joo, ja sitten on se kiva nähdä myöskin se, että miten Jaron peli kehittyy. Sehän tuossa nyt tietysti se isoin asia on siitä huolimatta, että hallipelit on hallipelejä ja sitten sarjapelit on asia erikseen. Mutta kyllähän sitä nyt haluaa nähdä, että mihin suuntaan se lähtee tuosta menemään.
Kyllä, 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 ilman muuta. Että.
Ja sitten jos miettii pelejä tähän asti, itsellä on vähän samanlailla, että on tullut vähän seurattua niin kuin siinä, että kun on pelit nähnyt, mutta ei nyt ehkä ihan semmoisella valtavalla antaumuksella vielä. Mutta kyllä sieltä nyt on aika helppo poimia se, että meidän ensimmäisen, tämän vuoden ensimmäisen jakson vieras Jacob Ushu on aika kova luokan tekijä.
On se sitä. Ja tosiaan niin, että työkapasiteetti on aika kova ja käyttää ääntä paljon kentällä. Ja sen tajus nyt, kun oli paikan päällä katsomassa ja se hallissa vielä, kun on niin lähellä, niin sen kuulee niin hyvin, niin kuin mitä sieltä kentältä huudetaan, niin kuin, ja tosiaan kyllähän on ihan tämmöinen on kyllä johtaja kentällä.
Vielä voitaisiin sivuta sitä asiaa, että tänään tuli uutinen, että Jaron lupaava hyökkääjä Albin Björkskog menee SC Freiburgin näytille. Tuo on aika hieno juttu.
On ilman muuta, ja niin varmaan antaa lisää virtaa Albinillekin, ja en yhtään tiedä sitten mikä taustoja tässä näin, että onko pelkkä tutustumiskeikka, mutta ilman muuta niin kuin se on jo niin kuin tietyllä tavalla sulkahattuun Albinille niin kuin tehdystä duunista, ja jos työ jatkuu samalla tavalla, niin varmaan se voi jossain vaiheessa johtaa sitten niin kuin johonkin konkreettisempaankin. Että
Joo, se kuitenkin niin, että vaikka se olisikin tässä vaiheessa pelkkä tutustumiskäynti, niin aika harva 17-vuotias poika pääsee tutustumaan Bundesliga-joukkueen toimintaan ja tekemiseen.
Niinpä, että että.
Ja ylipäätään silloin ensimmäisessä jaksossa taisi olla varsinkin Veppe, joka nosti sitä esiin, että Albin varmasti menee taas eteenpäin tänä vuonna. Hän oli viime kaudella jo väläytteli todella paljon sitä omaa potentiaalia ja oletan, että hän ottaa aika paljon isomman roolin jo sitten tänä vuonna joukkuessa.
Kyllä, kyllä ja niin kuuluukin. Kuuluu kyllä olla. Että...
Ja onhan se ihan äärimmäisen virkistävää, varmaan toistan itseäni edellisistä jaksoista, mutta että meillä on oman kylän pelaaja, joka tuo tuommoista maalinteko-uhkaa, niin se on kyllä todella virkistävää, että myöskin sille pelipaikalle löytyy sitten talentteja.
Kyllä, ilman muuta. Että se on aika jännä kyllä, että miten näitä niin kuin hyökkääviä pelaajia on aika, tai niin kuin varsinkaan hyökkääjiä on niin aika vähän tullut niin kuin täältä niin kuin seuran omista junioreista, että ne on lähinnä niin kuin lähinnä keskikenttäpelaajia, mitä seura junioritoiminta tuottaa. Niin kuin, niin että...
Joo, ja tuo taitaa olla aika lailla koko Suomen ongelma. No onhan se siinä mielessä tietysti ongelma, että jos ei oikein muualle tule, mutta siis sanotaan, niin tilanne on se, että moni seura ja isommassa kuvassa koko maan juniorituotanto tuottaa Jaron tapauksessa äärimmäisen laadukkaita pelaajia,
kyllä,
mutta
ne
tulee enemmän tai vähemmän samasta muotista ja sitten on todella virkistävää nähdä sitä tämmöinen Albinin tyylinen, joka on hyvin erilainen kuin ne pelaajat, mitä me ollaan totuttu näkemään. Mutta että jännä nähdä, että mihin suuntaan hänen urasa menee. Tällä kaudella varmaan menee siihen suuntaan, että hän tekee useamman maalin Jarolle.
Kyllä, ilman muuta. Että...
Ollaanko me jaariteltu tässä riittävästi, että me voidaan päästä kuuntelijat piinasta ja päästään kuuntelemaan, mitä Emil Paul Tennengillä on asiaa.
Tehdään niin jo.
Meillä on täällä Jaron yksi tähtihankinnoista, Emil Paul Tendeng. Emil, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
How are you doing?
Good. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Olli, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
A bit worried because of the general situation in the world right now, but otherwise I'm fine.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you talk about the war inside the team?
Yeah, because we have actually some players from Ukraine, so we ask about their families, how they're doing, because we know it's not easy for them, also not easy for all of us, and we hope we're gonna find peace soon.
Yeah. So, could you first tell a little bit about yourself, where you come from?
My name is Emil Paul Tendeng. I'm from Senegal, and I came in Finland in 2016.
Okay, so you come from Senegal. You're not the first one from Senegal in Europe.
Yeah, I heard about it. but haven't met yet. The guy here, so maybe soon.
He's a local legend.
Yeah, yes. I heard it.
And not only because of his football skills.
Okay, maybe I will ask why.
He's friends with everybody in the town. So.
That's nice.
So that is the reason. Yeah. So how did you start playing football?
Like all the kids in Africa, playing on the street, and. Growing, having a dream to be professional one day. So, in Africa, we can play everywhere, on the street. So it's you learn football on the street. And then if there is some academy, maybe you can go and learn more. But basically, we start learning football on the street, playing with friends and everything. And from there, the more you grow up, the more you have a dream. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Did you try any other sports when you were a kid?
Never. Football was always here in my mind. Never wanted to try something else, or didn't have the opportunity to try something else. So it was all about football.
How is it in Senegal? Which other sports are popular in?
We have wrestling. It's our first sport in Senegal. Actually, it's paid more than football.
Oh.
Yeah, to be honest, it's a tradition in Senegal. So you can even see when there is a league game, compared like to the wrestling, there is more people like going to watch the wrestling like compared like football.
There are different types of wrestling. Is it like Greek-Roman or?
Yeah, this is like a different. We call it like a bere in Wolof, like our mother tongue language. So it's like you can get paid like 100,000, 50 million. Like it's too much. Like you get paid like a lot, but the thing is, you have to be like big enough to do it. So.
Okay, I had no idea.
No, you can check on YouTube. It's actually like something people like. It's like, let's say here in Yaro, like there is one who's doing wrestling. Okay. So all the whole city like cheering for him, and he's facing someone who's living in maybe Vasa or something like that. So it's like kind of like a derby. And it's a big thing in Senegal. It's a really, really, really big thing. And they even like build a stadium for it.
Oh.
So you can see like how big it is.
Yeah. Well, that was really interesting.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to do these interviews because you learn so much new things about.
Yeah.
Is it popular in other countries in Africa as well, or?
Sometimes even like European people, they come there to discover like how, why, and going to visit like the wrestler and everything. It's popular. Like I remember like a few years ago they did it like in Paris, so like they traveled to Paris to do it there. So kind of like similar but still not the same, like if you compare it like to when we do it like in Senegal. And actually we have one who's doing like UFC right now. He just like start like maybe had already like 3 or 4 fight in UFC, but he's doing at the same time like a wrestler in Senegal.
So back to football, what do you think are your strengths as a football player?
Well, I think I have I'm a skillful player. Also, my biggest thing is like I'm a team player. So the thing is, I always want to learn, no matter like with who I'm playing or who was I playing before. So the thing is, I'm a team player. I talk a lot like in games and training, like trying like to help like the youngest players in general. But I'm kind of like a skillful player, love to like give all on the pitch whenever I have like a jersey and everything. So that's me.
That is actually something that I reacted on the game on Saturday. After the game, you had a like a chat with some of the younger guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you just hug him a little bit and
exactly.
Was showing things.
Yeah, exactly. For me, like it was like the best moment to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, just after the game,
mm-hmm.
we can have a bit chat. Like, okay, this is what I was thinking. Like, maybe if you do this and do this,
mm-hmm.
and also I listen to your opinion,
mm-hmm.
and then we talk and we fix everything, and we go for the next one.
I also saw on Saturday's game that you were after two goals. You run, I guess, to Pavle.
Yuki.
Oh yeah. Because I had to watch from the TV, so I quite didn't see it. But yeah, Yuki is now. I understand why. So
yeah, exactly.
Yes. That was a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Thanks.
So you said that you came to Finland in 2016, and it was to Ilves in Tampere. So could you tell a little bit more about it? How did you end up in Finland?
Well, I was playing in Senegal in first division, one team named Douan. But before, like a couple of years before, I had like one guy who was trying like to bring me here, my agent actually, Alessandro Pezzoli. And then he spoke with first Inter Turku, but I was on my way like to go somewhere else. So it didn't happen. So in 2016, like he get in touch with Ilves and they told me like, okay, we can send the contract. and you know the contract, I read everything, they send it to Senegal, and I was like, ah, no, this is like low money. So just in case of like, you know, it's a contract, then you can be like, okay, I have a contract. Then I was like, no, I don't want a contract. Just send me an invitation. If I'm good, you keep me. If I'm not good, I go back to Senegal. So I came like on trial instead of like signing like a real contract. So I came here on trial, and thanks God, like I wasn't bad. So they signed me.
So you played with Pavla in Ilves,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. To be honest, like in Finland, the best defender I've played with.
Okay.
Yeah. I told him like it's like I've played with some good defenders, but Pavla is like ahead of them.
I think you got very popular in Tampere because you got the nickname the Magician of Tampela.
Tampela and Taikuri, yeah, but I mean like they gave it to me, but I never like took it like as something like oh I'm the best or whatever. For me, I was just doing my job on the pitch. And that's it. So if they gave me that name, so thanks to them, but. Like I said, I'm a team player. I don't think about myself first. The team came first. Yeah.
Actually, as a side note, that Tammelan Taikuri game really like a good Finnish way. Yeah. So, have you learned any Finnish?
I know.
That is the only thing. Tammelan Taikuri.
Yeah. To be honest, like no, I can't even like I understand like something like when we play and everything, some kind of things. But my focus wasn't like to stay in Finland for so long. So my plan wasn't like staying. I was like, okay, after a good season, maybe I will get the chance like to go away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you believe in God, he do things like the way he wants. So, and I believe in God. So, yeah. But if you never know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or whatever. So if I knew like I would be here, probably I would start learning Finnish from since 2016. But now I want to switch off. I think I'm going to go for Swedish because Finnish is too hard.
did you learn any? You were last season in Mariehamn. Did you learn any Swedish there?
Yeah, we start a bit like maybe I went 5 times, 6 times. Then the corona came, so we stopped. So, but I'm planning like to start like next week learning here. Yeah, I'm planning to go to school next week.
I know some other guys in the team are learning Swedish as well, so at least Sotelo is doing a course in Swedish.
You're talking always about being a team player, which is nice to hear, but your first season in Ilves was a really big success for you also as personal.
Yeah.
So how did it feel? What kind of memories you have from that season?
Good memories, but like I said, without my teammates, I wouldn't do that, and without God also, I wouldn't, because I've got like help like since day one when I came on trial. I wasn't even like a player with a contract, so from day one they helped me, they pushed me, they saw like okay, maybe this guy can help us like this year, so they were like pushing me like every day in training, and also I was like really like focused and giving like everything during training. So during the season I tried to give my best, and thanks to the coach, my teammates and everyone, also myself, because I put like a lot of work like to achieve like what I did in 2016.
How different was the football in Finland compared to leagues where you played before?
I've played 3 months in Romania. From Senegal, I went there because it was like 3 months before the end of the season, so they wanted like a offensive player to come and help. So I was there, but there is like more football in Romania than Finland. But I think like it's more physical in Finland than Romania.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah, and I guess. Quite big difference also between Senegal.
Quite big difference between Finland and Senegal. You know, it's Senegal. It's not like a big league, but also there is like skillful player who are now playing like in top teams like in Europe. So if you take like for example like Ganagay, who is in Peje, he was in Jambar Academy. If you take Ismail Assar in Watford. So we have like good players who came from that league to better leagues like in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the Senegal-born players play for France.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So there is some lot of quality in
that. Yeah, a lot of quality.
So after two seasons in Tampere, you moved to Seinäjoki, to
ASK. Yeah.
So I think the season in Seinäjoki wasn't as good as the seasons in Ilves. What do you think was the
for sure. I had like some kind of like a problem before with injuries and everything. I think that's what stopped my level from going like on top. But it was like usually, you know, in football, you never know. There is like a lot of players like having like story with injuries, Marco Reus and so on. So I think it was with injuries, like really when you came from injury, it's really like hard like to come back like to your best level. Sometimes you try to push and you go down. But I think that was like the main reason like why it wasn't a good season in Seinäjoki. And I was like the second like top assist in the team because I had like 4 or 5 assists and 2 goals still. Because my goal, like when I was going there, it was like, okay, at least like I know I can score like 10 and 10 assists. So that was like my plan. But again, whenever God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So.
And in ASK, you had young legend, Alexei Yeremenko as a coach. What do you think him as a coach?
I think he's not like a bad coach. Like when he came, like the team was like struggling a bit. So he tried like to came and change like a lot of things, the way we were playing. So he bring like more energy to the team and everything. So we start like winning some. I think we draw when he came, his first game. We draw or won. And then after the third, his third game was against, TPS, yeah, I remember. Because I scored like 2 goals in that game, so it was okay. It was okay, to be honest.
Yeah. And you also played with former Yaro player Peter Opio in ASK. And actually, yeah, when you came to Yaro, I talked with Peter because we became friends when he was here. And
okay.
He talked really nice things about you. So what do you remember of him?
Nice thing about him, to be honest, like he's so simple, like to be honest, like he's simple and he's like a hard worker on the pitch and he loves to laugh with everyone and everything. So I have like good memories like about him.
Yeah.
And then after just one season in ASK, you returned to Ilves. Was it an easy decision to go back to
Tampere? Yeah, it was an easy decision because I remember like September or October, I had like a knee surgery when I was in ASK. So I was a bit like off in my head, but still I had the faith like something will come up. So when I get the call from Ilves coach, I was surprised a bit, but he knows me. And I was like, yes, let's do it. I'm going back, like, I call it like home. So I'm going back home. So it was like easy decision to make.
You mentioned the Ilves coach, Jarkko Viss. He did some really good work with Ilves. What do you think about him as a coach?
A good coach, a very good coach. I think he's close to his players, like before training, after training, he came to you, talked to you. He want to know about you, about your family and everything. And you, if you have something to ask, you can go and ask him. To be honest, like I had like a really good time with him and learned a lot of as a player and also as a human with him.
You won the Finnish Cup with Ilves 2019. What kind of a memory is that?
Yeah, that was when I went back like to Ilves. And for me, it was like, I remember I had like an interview. and they asked me like, what can we expect like during this season? I was like, if we really work hard, either we can play Europe or win something. So it was already like in my mind, like before even the preseason start. So I put it on my mind like every day in training this year. I want to get back to where I was before and try to help the team to win something. And thanks God, I think I scored like four goals like during the Women's Cup, and also like equalized like against Honka, 93 minutes maybe. I don't know. Yeah, and then I scored like in the quarterfinal. I scored like in the semifinal also against Kopeve. So good memories, like to win like something like as a team in Finland. I can say like at least I won like a trophy like in Finland. Yeah. With the club.
And then we spoke last time with Franklin about Maria Hamm and what went wrong there last season. What do you think about?
I think like sometimes you can plan something in life and maybe you try as a coach and think this is the best way to do it, and maybe it doesn't work. And people saw it like when they change the coach and we start like winning games, because you know you have to respect the coach decision no matter what, because you can came with a plan. This is my game plan, this is how I want to play. And I think we start like really well by winning like two first games, and maybe something changed, the way we were playing was not working. But instead of like changing something, he stood on his plan, believed that it's going to work, but it didn't. But in general, like we end up like saving like the club, staying in Veikkausliiga. And also I want to thank like the board, especially like Peter Mattsson. He's like a really nice guy. He was really nice with me. Even though when I was home, he was like really nice to me and he helped me like a lot. So I think if we had like start like where the way where we ended, it would be like a very good season, because we had like a really strong and good players like last year in Mariam. Like we to be honest, I've played like in some teams, but there was like a lot of qualities to play top three at least than trying like to stay in the league. But it's football again. Mm. Yeah,
actually saw an interview maybe in last fall or something, when it was probably done by the team here in Mariam, and they asked about your personal season, and you told in the interview that you have played mostly as a striker or as a defensive midfielder. I guess that was one of the reasons. What do you consider is your best position?
I'm a number 10. I start always like a number 10 position. It depends also on the formation. If we play like a 4-3-3, I can play as a number 10. If it's like 4-4-2, I can play behind the striker, like second striker. So that's like my favorite like position to play. Like,
So you've been now for a few weeks in Jaro and Pietarsaari. What is your first impression about the club?
I think it's good, because before I came here, like Pavle was like, he texted me on Instagram like, if you wanna know anything like about Mariam and everything, just let me know. And when I came, like they just like wished me a good welcome and everything. And I can see like a lot of like people like really like aiming for something this season, like determinate and everything. So it's a good sign like for now.
Is there some player in the team who has impressed you so far?
Albin. Yeah. When I came, he wasn't like with us, and then Pavle was like, "There is one boy like he was 16 last year. He's 17 now. You can see like he's a skillful player." And I was like, "Okay." The first training, I was impressed, and after training, I came to him like, "I'm not gonna leave you now. I'm gonna push you like every day in training, cause your talent is not for Finland." If you know like Nathan Skytte, ask him. I was doing the same with him. So I was like pushing them like him, Etu, Momo, Almen. So I was like pushing them like every day in training, like, you guys need to get away from this country because your national team will need you like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go in the better leagues and everything. So still like every day in training, like I push him when he do something wrong. Of course, I know how to talk to him and everything. It's not just like yelling or whatever. And I told him also like, whatever you want to know, just ask me. If I don't know, maybe you ask someone who knows better than me. So I'm open for everyone like to talk.
What do you think is special with Alvin?
He's not shy. Like a lot of Finnish players, like especially like young talents, they are shy. But whoever like he's in front of him, he's not shy like to go and challenge him like one against one, two against one. And it's like audacity like for young players. He reminded me like when I was even like when I was young, that was me. Like no matter who is in front of me, now you can't stop me. And for him, I feel like he's like on in his head, like he's like, no, you can't stop me, I will pass whenever I get the ball, I will challenge you. And that's something like really good, like when a player is like really, really, really like going like always like against like his opponent. Yeah.
And I saw today in the news that he goes to Germany for a trial.
Good for him. Good for him, and I hope he's gonna do well. I hope. For me, I always said it like to players, the way you train is the way you play.
Yeah.
Don't change anything, because if you go somewhere and try like to change your style of playing, it's not going to work because they saw you playing this way. So do the same when you go there. One thing you need to learn, maybe it's going to be about tactics, but play the way you're playing wherever you go. Don't change anything. Then you learn to be a better player.
Club has a goal to get promoted to Veikkausliiga this year. Do you think that there is a good chance for that?
Yeah, I think so. If you work hard, like if you, I said it a couple of days ago, whoever thinks like he's more important than the team, he's wrong. The team is more important than any one of us, because one day we all gonna leave, the team will remain. So the thing is, if we work hard and believe in ourselves. Because if you don't believe, there is no reason like to go for it. Because sometimes you can have a bad day, go and lose against like maybe a small team, and you ask question like, oh, maybe it's not going to work. No. To win the league, like it's game by game. And I think like we have a chance like to do it.
I know this is really early for this question, but what do you find is the biggest differences between Veikkausliiga team and Ykkönen team?
Well, I think there is more quality in Veikkausliiga, to be honest. And I think that's the only difference I can say for now. But I see some players here who can play in Veikkausliiga. The gap is not so different, like so big. So we can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it.
What do you do in your spare time?
Sleep. For now it's too cold. So it's like sleep, rest. Because after training you need to rest. For me, like pre-season is all about like resting, like to have like more energy. And maybe let's see the summer so you can go around like work and do something else. And like I said, like soon I want to start, I'm going to start school, so at least I'm going to have something to do in the morning and focus on it. And maybe after training, I can do some lessons. So,
what is the biggest moment in your career so far?
My biggest moment in my career is when first I scored my first league goal in Senegal. Yeah, because I was playing in small teams. It wasn't like the first league in Senegal. So, and then I know like where I live, like people love me like too much. I know it. And when my former team called me like, okay, we want to sign you for this year. So it was like crazy. It was crazy, like all the city, like they came to watch. And actually my first game, I scored my first goals, and that was like the best memory I had.
And apart from your family, what do you miss from Senegal?
The weather. Yeah. But I was there like during like December until January, but still, you know, you miss the sun and everything. Also miss my friends. That's the only, yeah, maybe two things I miss. Yeah.
We asked the same thing when we talked with Jacob, and the thing is that you have been in Finland already a few years. Do you still find some habits that you find a bit funny in Finland, or weird or something like that?
Well. Not to be honest, not too many things. I think like showing like a lot of different things, you learn from those things, but I don't see like any right really like habits like a fun, like really like funny to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are semi-normal people.
Yeah, no, normal people, not semi-normal. Except like people are shy in Finland. Mm. That's the only thing. But I think like, of course, when you don't know someone, you can just come and, you know, you get to know the people, like to have a good chat with them and everything. So I think in general, like people, Finnish people are like really like shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senegal won the African Cup of Nations, yes, for a few weeks ago. How did you celebrate it?
It was cold, but I was sweating, to be honest, when I was watching the game. It was like crazy because we were like running behind the first trophy 60 years, and we had like so many generations, like, mm-hmm, always like close to win it, always close to win it. So, and you can see like after when we won it, like it was far off home, when they get back home, it was crazy. You can see like we were waiting for this moment, and it's gonna be like probably the best memories in Senegalese like life. So I hope we can go and get the second one like in 2023 in Cameroon.
We are actually already starting to run out of questions, but who do you think we should ask as our next guest from the team?
Yes, Yoni. Yeah, him.
He has been once, but maybe he has more now.
So. He has been once?
Yeah, last season.
Yeah.
Last season?
Yeah.
But actually, quite many has already been here. Yeah.
There are only a few, but who haven't been.
Who? Yeah, but then, can you name them? And maybe, yes, I can choose.
They don't speak any known languages. Like Sotelo and Mikita and you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maku and Jim has not been.
Yeah, yeah, that's
actually. And the young guys.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yim.
Yes, okay, we take him.
He's sometimes my partner in training, so I go for Yim.
Is there anything special you would like us to ask him?
Yim?
Yeah.
How many goals do you score this year?
Can I answer it?
Oh, that's what it's not. No, he will.
At least he won't. Yeah. Score any goals from like far away. Maybe it's like at least
no, he will.
From 2 meters.
He will.
Okay.
Trust me.
Yeah.
He will.
Hey, yeah. We are done. So
we are done. It was
thank
quick.
You very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
And I hope like we did well.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did well.
And hope we can have all together a very good season.
Yes.
All
yes.
together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao. For coming.